אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're studying from Kabbalah for the student, the introduction to פנים מאירות ומסבירות, page 449, item 11, beginning with, and we need to understand. You can ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions will be aired live. So again, actually page 448 on Kabbalah for the student in item 11, we must understand.
וצריך להבין,
we must understand these two conducts set before our eyes, which are completely opposite. These are the conducts of the existence of the entire reality of this world, and the conducts of the manners of existence for the sustenance of each and every one in the reality before us. Again, we must understand these two conducts set before our eyes, which are completely opposite. These are the conducts of the existence of the entire reality of this world, and
that's number one, again,
the conducts of the existence of the entire reality of this world,
and two,
and the conducts of the manners of existence for the sustenance of each and every one in the reality before us. From this end, we find a reliable conduct in utterly affirmed guidance, which controls the making of each and every creature in reality. Let us take the making of man being as an example.
I'll give you a sentence and it'll be clear. I love my little son very much. Does that mean that I will not smack him or punish him or put him in a certain framework? Does that mean that I love him? Meaning there is the conduct of existence, which means that I'll give him whatever he needs in order to survive, you know, a crib and food and sports and everything he wants and so forth. But with that being said, I'll demand him to study and to reach some accomplishments and so forth. So on the one hand, benevolence, and on the other hand, a tough framework. This is obvious, right? These two things from our life. So this is what we're talking about.
Let us take the making of a human being as an example. The love and pleasure are its first reason, certain and reliable for its task. As soon as it is uprooted from the father's brain, Providence provides it a safe and guarded place among the beddings in the mother's abdomen, so no stranger may touch it. There, Providence provides it with its daily bread in the right measure. It tends to its every need without forgetting it for even a minute, until it gains strength to come out to the air of our world, which is full of obstacles. At that time, Providence lends it power and strength, and like an armed, experienced hero, it opens gates and breaks the walls, until it comes to such people it can trust to help it through its days of weakness, with love and great compassion to sustain its existence, as they are the most precious for it for in the whole world. Thus, Providence embraces it until it qualifies it to exist and to continue its existence onward. As is with men, so it is with the animate and the flora. All are wondrously watched, securing their existence, and every scientist of nature knows it. On the other hand, when we regard the order of existence and sustenance in the modes of existence of the whole of reality, large and small, we find confused orders. As if an army is fleeing the campaign, sick, beaten, and afflicted by the Creator. Their whole life is as death, having no sustenance unless by tormenting first, risking their lives for their bread. Even a tiny louse breaks its teeth when it sets off for a meal. How much frisking it frisks to attain enough food to sustain itself? As it is, so are all, great and small alike. And all the more so with humans, the elite of creation, who are involved in everything.
Questions? Please. None. So, this is understood, yeah?
If possible, to touch on that point of what does it say here, that they are all sick, beaten, and afflicted by the Creator.
That we see before us, what is he saying? On the one hand, you have all the preparation by nature, everything is so beautifully orchestrated with different orders and laws and preparations on the one hand. Look at the human species, for example. Or if you look at animals too, they eat each other, everyone builds themselves on the ruin of others. Look at the animal species. What are they thinking about? How will I hunt something to fill myself up? And that is continuous. Perpetually, they're found in seeking that and being concerned about that, and they fill up their life with that. And the human is even worse. And what's interesting regarding the human is that if, say, 10,000 years ago, people lived, you know, from their hands to their mouth, meaning they didn't have how to aggregate or accumulate their food. They didn't know what to do with it. It was all, it would rot. And so you have to find food every day, all day, and find some, whether it's plants or something else. You had a daily problem. You couldn't be free to do anything else but that, just like the animals, busy with that all the time. And he would still barely make it. And afterwards, things became worse. The human being found the ability to tame animals. And so cows or pigs or dogs or roosters, they started to use them and also plow fields and harvest, and they already had animals around them, so they didn't need to go catch animals. They didn't need to look for some roots or fruit. They already had this next to them. They already had their own territory. They didn't need to move from place to place all the time. So it tied them to their locality. So things became better? No. It's as though now the human being can sit quietly and live peacefully. No way. They started fighting, struggling with each other. You'll be my servant, and wars and problems and so forth. Meaning even worse than animal life. So we see that by nature, everything is ready for life. However, the conduct of the still vegetative animate, and all the more so with the humans, and the more we evolve, the more it is confused, chaotic. Why shouldn't the wolf live together with the sheep, and a small kid will be next to them, and everything will be peaceful? Look what's happening. Everyone is eating each other up. That's why he says that this confusion is unclear. Why was it set that way in nature? And the same with us. If you ask people or philosophers or politicians or sociologists, they'll tell you, this is life, what can you do? But this is not an answer. It's not an excuse. Why does it work that way in life? And this is a problem when you think of God, who is God? I would, you know, create the world in a much better way. And who do you trust? Who do you believe? Why do you need to take certain things into account? And this is where all kinds of fanaticism emerge. It's a big problem. We see lack of order in nature. This is what our eyes see. Right? Everyone agrees, besides you, yeah?
So how to be in contact with the upper in order to arrange the world better?
We need to change ourselves, and then we'll see that nature's behavior, the creator's behavior towards us is correct. That was your question? What did you ask?
How should we be in contact with the upper in order to arrange the world better?
We need to be in contact with the upper one so that he will rearrange us, change us, transform us so that we will be exactly like him, opposite him, and similar to him. That's called human beings, bnei adam, from the word dome, similar. Once we are transformed through a different perception of reality, different vessels, we'll see a different world. A world filled with goodness, and suddenly the wolf dwells with the sheep, and they're licking each other like animals, you know, and then the little kid goes to play with them, and everyone collaborates with each other and helps each other. And I see? Really? It was always the case. I was only seeing it the opposite way, because my perception, my vessels, were broken. And then I had this shattered glass in front of me, and so I thought the world was shattered. Now, this lens is fixed, and I see the world is beautifully round and pure, whereas before it was all cracked and shattered. It's all our perception of reality. So what do we need to do? Transform ourselves, correct ourselves to the point that we see the higher providence whole. The good that does good only. And he is the only one, none else besides him, meaning the quality of love and bestowal. That's okay, Moti. Yes, okay. Yes.
Actually, right now it looks like nature is whole. It works in harmony.
Where?
Nature, not man. Nature.
Where do you see that? hurricanes, the sun is about to explode, the moon may fall on us. I don't know, what else are they talking about?
Yes, but I mean, if man is not mixing in, is not getting in, then nature is harmonic.
I don't know. Could be. Possibly. But we also say that if the human will not intervene in a right way and correct themselves, then sure, then everything will fall into place. So, meaning the human should correct himself.
I'm asking what actually should be, you know, for the wolf to dwell with the sheep. What, it's not going to eat the sheep?
He won't eat the
So
the
what?
Sheep.
What is he going to eat? I mean, so...
No, so what will I eat if I won't eat meat and flesh and fish? And what about plants? You want to enjoy the plant? You have to kill the plant for that as well, right or not? There are some people who don't want to eat plants because of that too, right? So what will they eat? Some grains? What? When that the plants will just...
Oh, they live off energy.
So... And the wolf shall dwell with the sheep is something when we can't understand. Because I don't want to confuse you. On the one hand, it is written, the world behaves the way it does. The world continues its manner. And on the other hand, the wolf shall dwell with the sheep. Okay. So,
I would like to yes. understand something. If there is someone, he's nice with everyone, he's not hurting anyone, in what, why the Kabbalists say that he's doing bad in the world?
אני רוצה להבין משהו. מי שאדם טוב, הוא נחמד לכולם, הוא לא מתנהג לאף אחד בצורה רעה. למה המקובלים אומרים שהוא גורם רע לעולם?
אני לא יודע. אתה קובע
שהוא בחור טוב. You decide that he's a good guy. Right?
לפי המוסר שלך.
And it's based on your moral or ethics. And according to someone else's ethics, he's a bad guy. So it all depends on your moral level. We're talking about the spiritual height here. In terms of a person being good or bad. According to the spiritual level, one has to come to a state where he draws a special force upon himself that transforms him from one extreme to the other. So he comes to a state where he is similar to godliness, meaning that everything he has and that awakens in him and that will unfold in him as a result of his egoistic desire, in the worst possible manner, he'll ask to correct it. And when it'll be corrected, he'll be a good guy. And not according to what you consider. You've received some education in France, then in America, and you have a certain education. And accordingly, you measure whether a person is a good or bad guy. I could contradict all your principles. And in my eyes, they're not principles, they're just corruptions. So it's all relative, you understand? If we don't set a standard that is absolute, which is the general force of nature, the Creator, then there's nothing to discuss. What do you mean? How will I say this is bad and that is good and so on and so forth? According to what I think of, So this is how you see the world working. You see 200 countries are sitting there in the UN, and that means what? Nothing. It's a marketplace.
No, according to the book of the Kabbalists, this person needs a correction. But he's just trying to live in peace with everybody. I'm not comparing him to people who want the power in this world or I don't know doing things.
אני לא משווה אותו לאנשים שרוצים להשיג כוח שררה בעולם הזה.
And we see that in the integral education also there are a lot of people who they have this feeling that they are not hurting anyone.
וגם אנשים שנוטלים חלק בחינוך האינטגרלי יש הרגשה שהם באמת לא פוגמים, לא מזיקים לאף אחד.
מה זאת אומרת לא מזיקים?
What do you mean they don't harm? You don't know how much you harm me. All of my troubles come from you. What are you laughing at? Look at him laughing. I'm telling you seriously. You see everyone? He is the one to blame for my troubles. You don't agree. I'm telling you this is so. If we're all interconnected, anything bad I feel is because others don't treat me well. And the other way around. Whatever everyone feels as bad is because I don't complete my giving towards them. What do you mean? How do you follow your own mind and you say, oh, this is a good guy, he's not doing anything bad, what do you want from him? What kind of an attitude is that? These people who are good guys and not doing anything and they are the biggest harm doers in the world. What kind of an approach you have? We only measure things with respect to the standard which is the Creator, which is the beginning and the end of creation, and it is the measurement, the weights, the ruler towards which we measure anything. That's the North.
Yes. When I see my neighbor, he's a religious guy, very nice. He's almost like a friend.
אני מבין, אבל יש לי להגיד שכן, בחור דתי, אדם מאוד מאוד נחמד, כמעט כמו חבר.
He want to come to help to me.
הוא רוצה לבוא לעזור לי,
at home,
בבית.
He keep my children.
כן. שומר לילדים לפעמים.
No.
Right, and, yeah.
Which correction he need normally?
איזה תיקון הוא צריך, אדם נורמלי כזה?
קודם כל צריך לגלות את הרע שבו.
First of all, he needs to discover the evil in him. In the meantime, it's nothing. He didn't discover anything. He's like a chick. You know, like a little insect. Didn't even discover the evil in him. He's not a human being. He's coming to help you. That's not a human being.
When I go deeper, I discover this bad instinct. But if I stay in the surface, I don't discover anything, and everything is good also.
אז העניין, כאילו, אם אני מתעמק פנימה, אז אני מגלה את כל הרוע הזה שבי, אבל אם אני נשאר כלפי חוץ, על פני השטח, אז אני לא מגלה את הרע.
נכון.
So maybe I should stay like that.
That's right.
אני מסכים איתך. אם זה היה כך.
I agree with you.
לפי התוכנית הבריאה.
If that was the case according to the purpose of creation, but the plan of creation dictates that we all must come to full recognition of evil, fully recognize the evil, and then correct it. If not for that, this plan, then you would be right. Then I would just hand out some drug to everyone to make them all kind of, you know, happy, dumb a little, you know, it's all great. Sure, you're right. But this isn't the purpose. The purpose is to reach the Creator 125 degrees. We have to discover 125 degrees of evil by which to ascend, to transcend as we correct it. And rise to the level of the Creator. You understand? You understand the huge extent of evil that we need to discover. We're not discovering anything yet. What, you think that this corporeal, earthly ego that humans discover is what we call evil? That's not considered spiritual. It's less than anything. When the spiritual evil inclination unfolds, these are the shells. That's something totally different. Because it's a process. What can you do? It's the plan of creation that you need to perform, implement, and that's it, whether you want or not, in due time or accelerate times. But if a person has no correction, if he doesn't have a book, a user manual for correction, then don't put an obstacle in front of a blind man. Sure, don't awaken his will to receive. Let him live the way he does. Everything's fine. Have a beer, watch football, watch TV, some work, be with the wife, kids. That's it. Thank God every day. Sure. But why do we especially reach out to the people of Israel? Because the world is already deteriorating and the evil is unfolding and we must enter correction. And that's why we begin to explain and evoke these things. This is what Pharaoh said. That's exactly what you're saying. You're speaking like Pharaoh. What are you laughing at? Because what did Pharaoh say to Moses and Aaron? Why are you guys awakening the people? Let them work quietly. I'll give them meat and garlics and onions, and they'll cook stuff for themselves and work a bit for me. What's so bad? Why are you starting to, incite them and stir up the whole thing? Why? Just live peacefully and everything will be fine. I'll respect you, you'll respect me, everyone's having fun. No, that's what it says. Yes, doctor. You asked a really nice question yesterday. This altruistic idea of bestowal sounds so amorphous to people, that everyone's equal, no competition.
Oh, there is competition, just like now, but the world is upside down. And it's even a greater competition. Who is going to bestow more? Just like now it is, who is going to receive more? Who says there's no competition?
You said
that there's no competition?
Yeah.
Why? No, it can't be. This was in a workshop? So maybe I was asking in such a way. But in the spiritual world, there is competition. Of course it is. This is called author's envy shall increase wisdom. What do you mean?
And to this idea, what will pull a person to this idea from this world?
The attainment of godliness, eternity, wholeness. I come here now, and I read all kinds of pieces of knowledge from science. They're now saying that we can arrange for a person, say, that he'd live 140 years. First of all, what for, really? But, what's the benefit? As a doctor, that has no benefit to it at all. But as if we think it's good, as if this life is good. But let's say, why live 140 years or 240 years? You can live even more. Really, it's possible. But what's the use? If you can already start feeling a reality that is beyond these animalistic vessels, the five senses, then enjoy the true world, not this imaginary world that you are depicting inside of your mind, really being in subconsciousness, in lack of awareness. So the wisdom of Kabbalah brings you to eternal life at a totally different level of existence. What's with you? Don't you realize what we're talking about?
When we approach people and tell them how being together is great and everything, they have to feel the continuity. What does it lead me to? What happened in Russia? There was altruistic competition. People want to do so that their country will be better, greater, you know.
That's in the beginning, 100 years ago.
Yeah, right. All of that has disappeared.
It was just there for a short period.
So how is our idea drawing the person further than that? What can he hold on to? What is the beauty of the idea in his eyes?
The attainment of godliness. I don't get it. The attainment of godliness. You don't feel it because you didn't taste the bestowal or influence of the reforming light. This is why you're asking, what do I get out of it? You're right. It says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Before that, there's nothing to talk about. All right, we are going to move on, and you're going to read, where are we? Item 12.
Item 12. We discern two opposites in the 10 Sefirot of Kedusha. The first 9 Sefirot are in the form of bestowal, and Malchut means reception. Also, the first 9 are filled with light, and Malchut has nothing of her own. This is the meaning of our discrimination of two discernments of light in each potzuf. Opnimi, inner light, and Or Mekif, surrounding light.
Opnimi is the first 9, and Or Mekif refers to Malchut.
And two discernments in the Kelim, vessels, which are the inner Kli for the inner light, and the outer Kli for the surrounding light. This is so because of the two above-mentioned opposites, as it is impossible for two opposites to be in the same subject. Thus, a specific subject is required for the inner light and a specific subject for the surrounding light. However, they are not fully opposite in Kedusha, since Malchut is in Zivug with the upper 9, and its quality is of bestowal too, in the form of returning light, or chozer. But the Sitra Acha, the other side, has nothing of the upper 9. They are built primarily from the vacant space, which is the complete form of reception, on which the first restriction occurred. That root remained without light even after the illumination of the Kav, the line, reached inside the Reshimo. For this reason, they are two complete opposites compared to life and Kedusha. As it is written, God hath made even the one as well as the other. Hence they are called dead. It's been explained above in item 6 that the whole issue of the Tzimtzum, restriction, was only for the adornment of the souls concerning the equalizing of their form to their makers, which is the inversion of the vessels of reception to the form of bestowal. You find that this goal is denied from the perspective of the Batsufim of Kedusha. This is because there's nothing there of the vacant space, which is the complete form of reception, over which was the Tzimtzum. Hence, no correction will apply to it, as it does not exist in reality.
This means that Bechina Dalet, the will to receive, will be able to receive directly. There is no continuation about that, to that, rather.
Also, there is certainly no correction from here from the perspective of the Sitra Acha, although it does have a vacant space, since it has a completely opposite interest, and everything it receives dies. Hence, it is only a human in this world that we need. In infancy, he is sustained and supported by the Sitra Acha. inheriting the kelim of the vacant space from it. When he grows, he connects to the structure of Kedusha. Through
this means that what we need is, let's say, an adapter that takes from one place and moves it to another place. This adapter is called Adam, that at one time he's included with the Sitracha, at another time he's included with the system of holiness, and again impurity and purity, holiness, until he accumulates within him the two systems.
Through the power of, when he grows, he connects to the structure of Kedusha through the power of Torah and Mitzvot to bestow contentment upon his Maker. Thus one turns the complete measure of reception he has already acquired to be solely arranged for bestowal, in that he equalizes his form with his Maker, and the aim comes true in him. This is the meaning of the existence of time in this world. You find that first, these two above opposites were divided into two separate subjects, namely, are still devoid of the above correction, for they must be in the same subject, which is man. Therefore, the existence of an order of time is necessary for us, since then the opposites will come in a person one by one, meaning at a time of katnut, infancy, and at the time of gadlut, adulthood.
Questions? I think this is clear. If it's not clear, then just at least say it's not clear. It's not clear. Who else is saying that it's not clear? Yeah? What is unclear? There is the system of the klipa and the system of kedusha, as it says, the Lord has made one opposite the other. And man is in the middle between these two systems. And this Adam, this man has nothing. He's, as we say, in the middle third of Tiferet. He's totally neutral, has nothing. He's an angel. And at one time he's included in the system of Tum'ah, impurity. He takes something from there, moves on to the system of Kedusha, holiness, and corrects it. And again to the system of impurity, takes something, moves to the system of holiness, and corrects it. And until he really moves everything from here to there, just like Rabash used to say that you dipping the cake in the whiskey. The doctor told me not to drink whiskey, so I don't drink it. I just eat cake that was dipped in the whiskey, and that way I move you move it from one place to another. That is our work. Certainly, we need to learn a lot about how to do it. How do I invade upon myself constantly the reforming light? How do I accumulate the necessity for that from the system of impurity? But it's possible. In short, that is the system. And that's how it works. Yes, Gershon.
The matter of the transition from the Tum'ah to Kedusha, impurity to holiness. Let's say one discovers that impurity is his nature, he also wants to change. What's the process now? The person discovers that he hates, that he has an evil inclination, he wants to correct it.
No, he doesn't need to do anything except evoke the reforming light. There's nothing else to do. Even to enter the system of Tum'ah, impurity, one cannot do it by himself. Even for that, he needs the reforming light.
He's in some, well, let's say preparation time. He has a certain recognition of the process that he's going through.
No, of course not. This awareness, no, it's just preparation. He doesn't understand anything yet.
No.
Well.
So how will he know if there's a father and the son, like you said? How can the son know that he advances, that he does the right homework and so forth?
He's being taught. If he's willing to learn and to connect to the group, to the dissemination, to the study, to all the different orders, then gradually he receives it. It's like a study, it's like a university that keeps going for your entire life. And it's not some, you know, 3 or 5 years. That's all. You came to this world in order to correct yourself. Please, go ahead. You're being given room. Go ahead and correct. That is all. And then accordingly, scrutinize and execute. Yes.
According to what I understand from this,
I actually don't see anything here that is above what we always talked about. Well,
it turns out that the current state of these lack of orders, as he explained in the previous item, is to have a vessel for the light that a person needs to correct.
Yes, that is true. In order for us to be confused so that we won't be able to do anything, that we will only need the reforming light, and by that we start cleaving onto him, the quality of bestowal, and that quality that affects us, it brings us the quality of bestowal, and then we are corrected according to it. Even with the additional will to receive that were included in beforehand.
Yesterday I spoke to a person who described the other side to me, the existence of reality, as we call it, and he said with perfect details why, in order for him to feel good, others have to feel bad, because that's how the world works.
That's true.
And why the solution to emerge from the crisis the world is in is a third world war.
That is true as well.
In a very rational way. And he simply explained it from reading the current state of affairs and crises and told me there's nothing to do.
That is true. A lot is written about that. People talk about that. Everybody knows already that there's going to be a third world war, a nuclear war, really, with all the... It's going to be a great festival. And there's nothing to do because we, according to our nature, are approaching that and we can't be stopped. That's how we're built and that's according to nature how we call it develop.
Right, and he explains how this is also going to happen in this lifetime and it'll come to us in surprise because the last steps come very rapidly, very fast.
Very quickly, yes. It can be a deterioration within a week or two even.
Exactly. So from this state where he describes here the orders, the existence of the world, how can we bring him to what we described in the second item, that it's just a vessel for the light that a person needs for correction?
Bala Sulam writes about it in the last generation, in the propaganda. He says that during our times, when we are, on the one hand, when we are able to provide ourselves everything necessary, all the abundance, and on the other hand, we're deteriorating into terrible life, where fully people won't have anything to eat, on the one hand. On the other hand, there's plenty of food in the world, enough to feed everyone. You know, above all boundaries, borders. But at the same time, there won't be food. Truly, there's a danger of war. And other. He says it is all in order to show men that he only has to correct himself. And therefore, we need to go out with that and explain. You have no other possibility to stop that. The elites think that they can somehow save themselves from this entire blow which the world will suffer as a result of the Third World War. And of course they think that way without a justification. Certainly they're not going to listen to what I'm saying, but I'm telling them that whatever will happen to the whole world will also happen to them. Nobody will survive it the way that they think and the way that they are trying to prepare it. So in such a state, you have to come out of your hiding place and start crying out everywhere that connection is a must in order to be saved from such global annihilation.
In the vessels of this world, this thing sounds imperceptible.
What do you mean you can't grasp it, can't get it?
What?
The change of man?
The change of man.
Transforming man? The question is why? Start, you know, arrange, let's say, some Facebooks or Twitters or I don't know what, so that more and more people will write there how much they're in that, how much they support that, how much they saw it on themselves, that they were changed for the better, how much they are already drawn towards unity, how much they can see that by that you can actually take care of the world. Start this work of publicity and propaganda. What are you just saying? Oh, you talk to one person or two people? Where is the main tool, the main vessel, which is the internet? What, are you just counting on me to, you know, talk about it through TV or just the lesson itself that we have here? Where is your work in advertising it through the internet? That is the main tool. That's where everybody is. What did you do? I'm asking you personally. What did you do in order to publicize what you have to the whole world so that you don't calm down? If not, then, you know, why should I talk to you? Then you are even worse than them, because you have something in your hand and you don't use it for the benefit of the world. So you are actually the harm doer, the worst harm doer in the whole of humanity. That's it? How can you justify yourself? That I don't know. I'm not envious of you.
No. Can.
Well, yeah.
Denise from Moscow is saying, when we go out with integral education, by that do we change our perception of reality?
Of course we change our perception of reality. Rather, if the vessels change, doesn't the perception of reality change as well? How can that be? If I see in my head, just like any other animal, whatever it sees, then later I will see what my spiritual vessel will perceive, will see. Lights, vessels, feelings, understandings, not this world, but rather something that is above time, space, movement. I won't even feel myself in that. A person feels himself at a higher level. According to his perception, on a higher level of his perception. All right, let's hope that we will see that it is only upon us to correct ourselves and to correct the world, and all of this is in order to bring the world to its perfect form, where these two orders will not be opposites, rather they will be as a single order. And with that,
announcements. A convention of unity. We're happy to invite the Israeli Kli to a unity convention that's going to happen on Friday, March 28th. It'll happen in four places in Israel at the same time: Petah Tikva, Kfar HaNasih, Haifa, and Be'er Sheva. For details and registration, call 1-700-51929 or go to kab.co.il. And we have an introductory lecture to Kabbalah, And admission is free on Monday, 7 p.m. Israel time. The lesson will take place in the branches of Kabbalah Alam College in Hadera and in Tel Aviv. Worldwide Integral Education Training today, Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. Israel time on KabbalahGroup.info. You're invited to attend and learn from the experience of the experts in integral education and do some practical workshops and get answers to your questions. 5 p.m. Israel time on KabbalahGroup.info. Sviva Tova. With this, we conclude. Great day, great night. המציאות חולפת ואני עכשיו חושב מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב יוצא אל הרחוב מתערבב בתוך כולם מי צריך את מי יותר אני או העולם Here we are You should come Together we cannot be wrong. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice we can spread this song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together we cannot be Dirigimos a un deseo por la unión Todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad Here we are, you should come along.